Welcome. I'm Jenny Ray, an independent consultant with the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions team. Our team provides education, resources, and networking opportunities for military family service professionals as they help military families build resilience and navigate life cycle transitions. We invite you to engage with us and your colleagues in conversations on military life cycle issues.
In today's podcast, I have the opportunity to chat with Diane Darling, a Focus Forward Fellow of the 2017 cohort and a current coaching mentor. In the Air Force, she was a Mandarin Cryptologic Language Analysis. That is a mouthful. And Diane is currently a clinical psychology PhD student and works part-time as a financial coach for women, couples, and veterans. So without further ado, I'm going to let Diane introduce herself and share with our listeners who you are.
Sure. Thanks, Jenny. As you know, my name is Diane. I served in the Air Force for 6 years as a cryptologic language analyst. When I got out in 2014, I worked at the University of Arizona for several years while earning a bachelor's in psychology and then a master's in human development. In 2020, I decided it was time to change careers completely and finally pursue my lifelong dream of becoming a clinical psychologist. So I'm now in my second year of a clinical psychology PhD program where I focus my research on financial psychology. I work part-time as a financial coach for women, couples, and veterans, and specifically love working with women veterans. In my dwindling free time, I like to read, lift weights, and go for hikes with my fiance and my stepson. Maybe most relevantly, I am also a graduate of the Focus Forward Fellowship Program.
You have so much to share about you, and I know that this is a little bit off the subject, but could you share a little bit about what financial psychology is, just for my own personal curiosity?
I sure can. Yeah. Financial psychology is essentially the study of emotions and behaviors as they relate to money.
Okay.
So how people deal with money, perhaps archetypes that were demonstrated by their parents, like the saver or the spender, and how those have created different kinds of emotions and how they invest and spend and save their own money.
That's fantastic. I feel like that's like right along the lines of what I'm very interested in as well. So very cool. Thank you for sharing that little tidbit of information. So in a previous recorded podcast episode that I did with Dr. Kanona Southwell and Kira Ludeker, we talked about the Focus Forward Fellowship. And for those listening, you'll have to check out that previous podcast. It's under our Military Families Learning Network page. It's called A Closer Look at the Focus Forward Fellowship, meaning women, student service members, and veterans where they are. So that was the part one part. And this year with Diane, today we're talking about part two. And so kind of diving a little bit further, I'm really wondering more about if you could provide an overview of your perspective of what Focus Forward Fellowship was to you and how you found out about it.
Sure. I found out about the fellowship through my school's vet office newsletter. I had the opportunity to attend as a fellow in 2017, and at the time, I didn't really understand what I was applying for. I just thought it looked like something good for my resume. I ultimately loved the program so much that I basically begged them to let me continue to participate in whatever way I could after I graduated. So since 2017, I've returned every year to serve as a mentor to fellows currently in the program. The Focus Forward Fellowship, as you know, is an opportunity specifically for female veterans working on their degrees in higher education. There are many community offerings for women students or veteran students as separate groups, but I don't think I realized how unique it is to fall into both demographics until attending the fellowship. Hmm. I also don't think I realized how few women veterans I had in my circle. Again, I had lots of women, lots of veterans, but not many people that could understand my experiences from both perspectives.
That's really interesting. I'm glad you shared that because I think that when I was talking with Kanona and Kira, they had shared all these aspects of how there's this multi-sectionality of your identity. And so you're coming from all these different places, all these different hats. And I think you hit the nail on the head there where you are coming from all these different places, backgrounds, you're a woman of different hats. And I think that the Focus Forwards its fellowship sound like it was you were allowed to kind of use that space to foster and create your own identity, you know, a new identity for how you were developing, starting fresh, I guess. And so I don't know if that is exactly if I was really hitting the nail on the head with how you feel there or if you see it differently.
Yeah, I think there's something really unique about having a space where, like I said, you're kind of meeting from a place of shared knowledge. You're not necessarily, you're not in a position where all of your experiences have been entirely different. And so even though we are all coming from, we're all, you know, intersectional women, we're all coming from really different places. Just having that shared experience of all being veterans and all being women who were in the military, I think, even if our military experiences were vastly different, still gave us just a kind of commonality of experience, that it was always nice to not have to explain that to mm-hmm. my fellow sisters. There's, situations and experiences that each of us have had that we don't have to explain to each other, and that's really freeing.
Sure. And it kind of, I think as Kira had mentioned too, that it was basically where you didn't have to give everybody that background. You just kind of went right there and you jumped right in. And a lot of the other women were supporting each other. They showed up for one another. And it's just really powerful. And I think that the Focus Forward Fellowship, as you had mentioned, you just were begging them that, please let me stay. Let me help out with anything. I'm sure that they loved having you as well. So maybe you could share some of your highlights of your own personal experiences with that fellowship. What were the main things that you took with?
Yeah, so I think the most apt analogy I have, and I've said this to anyone that's asked me about the fellowship, but what I experienced while I was at the fellowship in 2017 was kind of the feeling of being at the starting block before a race. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was waiting for like this figurative race gun to go off to give me permission to start living the rest of my life with this new vigor and a new understanding of what I could do. Through every activity, I knew that the guidance I was receiving would allow me to attack my academic and my professional goals. So for example, the month I got back from the fellowship, I applied for a job that was frankly a huge jump from my position at the time, and I got it. And I never would have applied for that job if I had not received encouragement and knowledge from the fellowship activities, and specific encouragement from the staff at MFRI and my fellow sisters. The fellowship, as I mentioned, also opened up my circle of support to other women veterans. And there's something uniquely special about not having to explain, as I said, aspects of your past experiences to someone. You're meeting at this common level of knowledge. You don't have to explain yourself when talking to your sisters at the fellowship. And this is something I frankly had no idea that I was looking for, but honestly, it was the most important thing I got from my fellowship experience.
Wow. That's so powerful. I got goosebumps when you were talking about that. I don't know. There's just something about this population of veterans and women and students and all that kind of all combined just kind of makes me have like a strong passion for. And I feel that, like you said, it kind of gave you this jump to get started on your life. And it's just interesting that the things that you learned from the fellowship allowed you to, you know, leap to a new area that you wouldn't have saw possible. So encouragement, I see a lot from this program as well. And so how did it assist you in that transition from civilian life through your day-to-day as well as like attending college? How did the program do that?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, after the fellowship, I found myself able to apply for jobs that I would never have applied for without the encouragement and knowledge I received from the fellowship. The resources that they provided to me, including the human connections, almost certainly were the boost I needed to get into my dream PhD program several years later. So even several years after graduating from the fellowship, what I learned there and the human connections that I made were still benefiting my career.
Wow.
Most importantly, and I think most surprising to me, the friendships that I made through the fellowship have completely changed my life and the way I view myself in the context of being a woman veteran.
Wow. Yeah. Could you share just like a little example of what that might look like? Like how you view yourself, how you view yourself differently, and, you know, in the context of being a woman veteran. And do you still kind of define yourself that today? I'll stop there, because otherwise.
I think after getting out of the military, I would not have called myself a veteran readily. I don't know that I would have owned that title. And, you know, using things, there are resources available to veterans, like many universities have a veterans office or a military connected students office. I would never have gone there before the fellowship.
Interesting.
And then after the fellowship, I found myself getting involved in more veteran friendly and veteran specific activities and programs. I currently work as a student worker at our vet's office while I'm doing my PhD.
Wow.
And so it's just, you know, it's really connected me with not only the women that I met at the fellowship, but also the people that I meet that are veterans that now I can have this connection with that I wasn't really comfortable owning prior to going to the fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think that you're alone. I feel like there's a lot of other students who are veterans that don't utilize those services, and I think a lot of them are women. And so it's interesting. I would love to, you know, dive a little bit further into that. Just maybe, did you think that the services were not, you know, like, I don't know. Why did you not want to use them?
There's a combination of things. I think maybe one of the unexplained things or more nebulous things is, you know, women veterans don't utilize their benefits as much as others. So they don't utilize their VA benefits, you know, talking about disability, they don't do that. They don't go get healthcare at the VA as high a rate as male veterans. And so, you know, if they're not using these really basic services that they earned, they're probably not thinking that they are able to use these other peripheral services, like things that are offered on a higher education campus or mm-hmm. university campus. I think that this opportunity probably provided me a way to see other women that were in my position. You know, I didn't really have a lot of, as I mentioned, a lot of women veterans that I was interacting with. And so there wasn't really a template for me, if that makes sense. There were no real role models that were women veterans. There are women that I admired, there are veterans that I admired, but no one who was really occupying that shared space. Mm-hmm. And so I think being able to see all these women who were claiming this identity was really empowering for me.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you found the fellowship and that it really benefited you and you were really able to thrive from it. I wonder if there's anything that you might change about your experience.
There's nothing, honestly. Yeah. It was the most wonderful experience. There's nothing I would change.
Good. I didn't think so, but I just thought I'd ask. So I want to shift gears just a little bit because I'm still really interested in that clinical psychology, and maybe that's where I'm going to go my next avenue of life. I don't know. But I talked a little bit about what your current work is. You're currently working towards a PhD in clinical psychology, and it's super fascinating. And I'm interested in learning about some of those practical implications that we might be able to share with our listeners. And also these can be kind of from your experience with the Focus Forward Fellowship as well, kind of what you've learned and how you might be able to share with, as you'll soon be a licensed practitioner in the field, working with other military families or personnel, or even just professionals who might just be serving military families down the road. So what might you be able to share with our listeners kind of from what you've learned or what you're currently learning and based on your experience?
Sure. So I have about 4 years before I graduate, so I won't be working in a therapeutic capacity for a while with this demographic. But that said, my research and clinical experience has definitely shifted as an effect of having attended the fellowship. As I talked about, my own identity as a veteran and how I interact with my fellow veterans has completely changed. And that's encouraged me to hopefully work with this demographic clinically in the future and perhaps do some research specifically on this demographic. In the meantime, my PhD research focuses largely on financial psychology, which is the study, as I said, of emotions and behavior as they relate to spending, saving, and investing decisions. I'm also currently working to be certified as a financial therapist, and I love working with women veterans in this capacity, and it's just definitely my favorite demographic for working in the financial coaching arena. As far as working with folks, professionals who serve service members, their families or veterans, I think it's incredibly important to understand that not every veteran or service member's experience is exactly the same. So it's not safe to assume that everyone was in the Army and wants to be called soldier. It's not safe to assume that everyone deployed or that everyone has PTSD or that everyone is even proud of their veteran identity.
Yeah.
Recognizing largely that this demographic has a set of experiences that differs from more traditional students in higher education and listening to them individually to better understand each unique experience is probably the most important aspect of helping this demographic.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think that a large part of it is just listening, being able to share experiences, share opinions, if the student feels comfortable doing that. And if not, then maybe provide resources like the Focus Forward Fellowship or sharing the Vet Student Center on college campuses. I think these spaces would allow for, hopefully allow for the students to be able to adapt. Because they're valued, and that they don't want to share about themselves. They don't need to, but, I think that, like you said, the Focus Forward kind of fellowship was one of those resources that allowed you to kind of transition more smoothly, maybe, to the college campus and be able to utilize those services a bit better. So, What other final thoughts might you have? What are the tidbits, the take home, the boots on the ground kind of statements that you might want to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, mostly I just really hope that, you know, if you're going to take one thing away today, if you are a woman veteran, do yourself and your future self a favor and apply for the Focus Forward Fellowship. You will earn tools that you knew you needed to improve on and some that you had no idea you needed. You will make connections that simply make your life and your future better. You'll meet a remarkable group of people, not only your amazing cohort, but also a carefully curated group of mentors who care about you. Lastly, the fellowship gives you something that you simply can't get in other spaces. You can be you, a military-connected woman or a veteran, and really take the time to learn about yourself. You can learn about how to harness the entirety of what you are and magnify those parts of you that will help you be successful in academia, your career, and your personal life. I can't stress this enough. I'm still in awe of how aptly every activity pulled me towards knowing myself in a way that I couldn't have previously imagined.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Diane. I hope that the listeners today are able to take that in and hopefully move forward with it as well. And if they're not able to get into the fellowship, to keep trying or to, you know, maybe be able to reach out to you or some of the other people from the Focus Forward Fellowship. I know that Kenona and Kira are open for questions. So I'm just going to leave that there for people to check out. Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
From all of us at the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions team, we thank you, Diane, so much for your time chatting with me today. For those listening, thank you for joining us. I encourage you to refer to the resources mentioned in this podcast on our webpage under the list entitled Additional Materials. We encourage our listeners to check out our other podcasts, blogs, and free webinars from our Military Families Learning Network Family Transition website at militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org.
This production of the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions team is based upon work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense, under award numbers 2015-48770-24368 and 2019-48770-30366.